Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at neck pain and cervical traction, and finally, a story about changes in lumbar MRI findings over time. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 603, recorded August 18th, 2017. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study published in the journal Spine was to perform a comprehensive search of current literature and conduct a meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials, RCTs, to assess the neck pain relieving effect of intermittent cervical traction, known by its acronym ICT. Neck pain is a common and disabling problem with a high prevalence in the general population. Neck pain causes a considerable burden on the healthcare system with a substantial expenditure. Intermittent cervical traction is a common component of physical therapy for neck pain in the outpatient clinic. However, the evidence regarding the effectiveness of intermittent cervical traction for neck pain is insufficient. The study concluded that ICT may have a short-term neck pain relieving effect. Some risks of bias were noted in the included studies, reducing the evidence level of this meta-analysis. Additional high-quality RCTs are required to clarify the long-term effects of intermittent cervical traction on neck pain. Surf to our show notes for links. The clinical importance of lumbar MRI imaging findings are unclear. A recent study published in the American Journal of Neuroradiology was an exploratory investigation of whether lumbar spine MR imaging findings change more commonly during a 12-week period in individuals with acute low back pain compared with pain-free controls. 20 individuals with recent onset low back pain and 10 pain-free controls were recruited into an exploratory prospective cohort study. All participants had a lumbar MR imaging at baseline and repeated MR imaging scans at 1, 2, 6, and 12 weeks. The study concluded that changes in MR imaging findings were observed in a similar proportion of the low back pain and control groups, except for herniations, annular fissures, and nerve root compromise, which were twice as common in subjects with low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.